This is Women in STEM, Career and Confidence, the podcast for scientific and professional women who want to restore confidence, make meaningful impact, and balance the things and people that mean most to them. I'm Dr. Hannah Roberts, and I'll be sharing with you insights and inspiration into the mindset and skill set to help you navigate your career and lead powerfully. It's recorded live and outdoors, so anything could happen. Hi everybody, good morning and welcome to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. And this is, just moving my earphone, this is show number 16. Welcome to Atomic Habits, and I'm your host, Dr. Hannah Roberts. So as the title suggests, Atomic Habits, I am a chemist, I love this concept. Atomic atom is the smallest possible denomination of something. So whether that's carbon, whether that's hydrogen, you know, I like the concept that, you know, it's an atomic thing, which means smallest components. I know there are other things like electrons and neutrons, don't get me wrong. Okay, so with Atomic Habits, so say for instance you're a little bit like me and you operate at the project level. So I'm always thinking, okay, I've got this like overarching project, and I find it so hard to pull back and actually break it down and think through all the steps and all that kind of stuff. I find it so hard to rein myself in. All I want to do is, that's the project, off I go as fast as I possibly can. It's a real, real challenge for me. And it's the same way with exercise as well. So with exercise, you know, I'm fit because I do lots of different sort of exercises, but when it comes to running, something happens where, you know, I might be able to cycle for hours on end. I get to running, I've got the cardiovascular fitness, but when I actually try to run, it doesn't always translate because my muscles are, and my legs and that kind of thing, they tell me a different story. Maybe I'm just getting old, but I'm often getting injured running because I go too far, too fast, too quickly with it. And it's the same way with atomic habits, you know. We need to start breaking stuff down into smaller constituents and look at the level that we're starting at before we actually dive into stuff. So let's think about this a little bit further, because often when we want to make change in our lives, we do it as women, particularly at the time when in our cycles, when we have the lowest energy and all of our hormones have just dropped off the chart, you know, a couple of days before your period. That's the time when we often decide something has to change here. I'm going to be doing this, or I want to do this. So we make decisions then. But when we try to implement them at that time in our cycle, it doesn't go so well because you're just about to start your period. And as soon as that happens, it's really difficult to get the momentum to get started. So my first top tip was, if you do make the decision and you're at that phase in your cycle, wait until a couple of days after your period till your energy returns, and you're going to have much more momentum in terms of implementation of actions. So that's the first thing. The second thing with Atomic Habits is breaking it down, as we said, looking at the level that you're starting with things. So for me, with running, that's a habit that I absolutely love. It's not really about how far or how fast I run. So if I start running, the very first thing I have to do actually with Atomic Habits is just show up. I have to think, okay, with running, I want to be running 3 times a week. When can I best fit that in? Okay, I've got the most energy in the mornings. What already happens? I get woken up by kids anyway at, you know, 6 a.m. So I get woken up by the kids, 6, 6:15. I get dressed and I leave the house. I've already showed up to do my run. Whether or not I run, that's irrelevant. I'm showing up at the right time, in the right way, prepared and ready to run. And the sort of momentum is gonna happen anyway, because if I've showed up at the right time, in the right equipment, I'm gonna be doing that thing. So all we need to do to get started is just show up at the right time, in the right way, and the rest is gonna take care of itself. For me, that just then means reining myself in, not running the marathon straight away, but breaking that down into, okay, well, you haven't run because you've been injured. Walk for a bit, run for a bit, you know, don't overdo it, basically. Okay. And then my third top tip with atomic habits is habit stacking. So, okay, let me give you an example of this. Now that I've got my morning routine sorted, so I'm up 6:15, I'm out the door, whether that's for a walk because I've got a calf strain right now because I've just done the exact thing that we're talking about. I'm up, I'm out of the door, I'm walking and getting some fresh air, and now I want to habit stack. I want to start adding in some extra layers to this. So first of all, I'm going to listen to some audio, some personal development while I'm walking. Excellent, I'm like killing two birds with one stone. And then the third thing is, how can I start to take that to the next level? Well, then I started to record my show 3 times a week. At the end of my show, it's almost like a way for me to reflect and process and share, and I really like that. So from just starting that one atomic habit, I've been able to stack 3 into the same time, and I absolutely love that concept. So let me know in the comments below what's resonating from you from today's show about atomic habits. Is there something that you've been yearning to get started on but haven't quite found the momentum yet? Do we just need to show up at the right time in the right way and it will take care of itself? Do we need to think about what level we're starting at and not going too hard too fast? Or are you at the stage where you got something going really good and you could apply habit stacking to that? Let me know, and if you want to, come and join me in Breakthrough Unleashed, and we'll further continue all of these conversations in detail. Okay, have a great day. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Women in STEM, Career and Confidence. To get further support in your journey, join me in Breakthrough Unleashed on Facebook.